At 4 minutes past, this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. On Tuesday, a mid-state gathering of evangelical Christian leaders issued a controversial manifesto on sex that they entitled the Nashville Statement. Among other things, the statement condemns premarital sex and same-sex unions. The statement has since been endorsed by nearly 200 prominent evangelical leaders, including Russell Moore, head of the Nashville-based Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. In an interview with Baptist News, Moore calls the manifesto an urgently needed moment of gospel clarity. Mayor Megan Berry quickly released a statement panning the manifesto and asserting that it does not reflect Nashville values. Chris Sanders speaks for the Tennessee Equality Project, the state's largest LGBT advocacy group. He says the Nashville statement has a new twist.
It goes a little further than some past attacks by indicating that straight people who support LGBT people are implicated in sin as well.
Sanders says he's encouraging community members discouraged by the Nashville statement by reminding them that not everyone feels the same.
A lot of even evangelicals are changing their minds on this issue, and that in fact acceptance of our community is growing and that we're here for them.
On the downside, Sanders cites data from the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation saying that hate crimes against the LGBT community in Tennessee are on the rise. He fears the Nashville statement could make that worse. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.